Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. My name is Melissa E. DeBerry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm a licensed professional counselor associate, and I'm most importantly a child of God. This is Christmas Eve. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. Just want to say thank you. Thank you for letting us make it to another Christmas Eve. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for just bringing us to this day. And dear Heavenly Father, as we go into our program, dear Heavenly Father, just let you to reside there to just show us the way that which you would have us to go. And the direction that you have us to go in. In Jesus' name we pray. Again, I'm Melissa. It is Christmas Eve. There are a lot of things that have been going on. One of which is I've been reading on the internet different things that are happening, and it always upsets me or grieves my heart that anytime around the holiday when there is death, whether it be people that have been sick and have passed on or people who, get killed. It is a holiday. As a counselor that I do provide primarily DWI services, I tell individuals that they go into the holidays, please be careful. That's like my last words to people. And when they leave in my presence, I just say, be careful because you don't know. And in essence, that's almost a prayer. It's like, God go with them and just pray that they use the wisdom and the knowledge and the instruction as they're out here because, although the police is, they're out here, they're doing booze or lose it all the way into January. That's no matter because you're going to do what you're going to do. But just be conscious because, you may overdo it, and if your body is not accustomed to the intake that you're trying to give it during the holiday season, maybe fatigue as a result of trying to finish out the year with work and work trying to produce, you may not be eating right, because you may be preparing for the meal that you're going to have today through New Year's. Anything can happen, and so... And if you drink on that or smoke on that or do any of those things on that, your concentration is not going to be there. Your inhibition is not going to be there. Your ability to react, your reaction time is going to be greatly diminished. And that leads to accidents, things like that. And there are going to be people on the roads and coming and going. So it's just probably the most wise thing is to be safe. Also, I was talking to a gentleman. I work with individuals who have gotten into trouble. I mean, in the Department of Transportation, I always say planes, trains, and automobiles. But it's planes, trains, automobiles, trucks. It doesn't even matter. Originally, prior to me receiving the paperwork in order to be able to provide those types of evaluations, I didn't want to do that simply because the individuals that, have this great responsibility. And I said to a gentleman, I was like, yeah, that is a tremendous responsibility, and which they replied, I didn't think of it as that. Well, you're driving a vehicle that is ever how many pounds? I think a regular car is like 3 to 5, an SUV maybe between 7 and 8. And then I'm talking about transfer trucks and things like that. And I'm like, just that alone. And then you're hauling. I learned in the last couple of weeks, you're hauling upwards of millions and millions of dollars of liability on these vehicles. And so, and it's not the first time I heard, but, using cocaine, kind of get from here to there fairly quickly. And I say all of that, too, because, though, that is another liability that's out there. And but again, if you're not thinking of it being a responsibility then you want to take it for granted. And I said, so if I was an employer, which thank God, well, kind of technically I am, but if I was an employer and if I had some suspicions, or if I don't even know if I would do it for suspicion's sake. I don't know if I would do it for just being conscious and just being aware of you're through the holidays, and I don't know if I should be lenient about that, but I would run drug tests. That would be around the holiday would be the exact time that I would do that. So it would be no surprise to me that individuals who get caught, and they would say, well, I don't do it ordinarily throughout the year, but I do it on the holidays. Well, yes, the employer knows that too, which is why I think when I get the question from clients and they say, you know how we do. No, I don't know how we do, and I don't do anymore, so I can't come to any kind of an agreement with what we do. But I remember what I did, and I remember making different decisions like, no, I'm not going, even when I was smoking, no, I'm not going to smoke just because it's a holiday. Specifically when I had a government job, there were individuals on it, and they would get high, and they were like, really, Melissa, when do you think they're going to run a drug test? Plus, they did the math. 1,000 people, 1,500 employees, they were like, how many people do you think they can call in? I'm like, no matter. And I worked for the organization for 14 years, and I did not smoke. Once I made up my mind I wasn't going to do that, I didn't attempt it. And I got a few years away from it, and I never thought to go back to it. You know what I'm saying? That I understand that. How it goes, but even just for that sake alone, I would make a better decision, which, again, it is Christmas Eve, and this is the time that Jesus is the reason for the season. That is a song that we sing in church, and it didn't dawn on me until my daughter started singing. I always make a mention of them. Don't really know the words, but they do know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's the part that they know, and that's the part that they sing. And I was not, you need to learn more words or anything like that. I think they got it. And with that, having gratitude for the things that they have, appreciating things when things might not go their way. I had a conversation with my daughter on yesterday. On top of that, to know that you are an individual, that this is not a race, that anybody is running, that anything that we do, God seeks to glorify, you glorify God through our doing. He didn't create clones. He didn't make Adam and then made 100,000 atoms or a million atoms or 100 million atoms. He made one atom. He made one me, he made one you, he made one, so my daughter, he just made one of us. And there's going to be things that we're going to be good at, things that we're going to not be good at. And it's not a competition. It is not a race. We're running this one individually. And we only want to do the thing. So when we find ourselves in competition with others or considering what others are doing, that goes outside of what God created. He created Jesus to help us, through our sins, and he saved us. That's real simple. He died for us, and for some people, that is the hardest thing to acknowledge is that he did that. He, especially if you are of another faith, then you don't have the same belief that individuals have. If you're if you worship Muhammad, or if you're a Muslim, you believe one thing. If you are Buddhist, you believe something else. You just believe what you believe, and that's fine. But, you know, again, at least in Christianity, you get an out. You know, you get automatic forgiveness if you just accept it. You know, you realize that you know, that Christ, he died for you, and that you don't have to suffer any longer. You don't have to worry about any of those things that you may worry about. So, you know, as you think to yourself, well, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this holiday, you know, someone has passed on, or if you don't know, then you just cast your cares upon him, and cast your sorrows, or cast your, you know, being sad. Just say, you know, well, God, I'm sad. You know, God, I'm depressed. I'm not able to provide for my family as I once was able to do that. Or, you know, God, I am really, really resentful that, you know, we've gone all year long and this is how things have turned out. Or, you know, God, you know, we're not, you know, there's family that have passed on and we don't, you know, we're kind of hurt by that. I mean, the list goes on and on, but, you know, we just thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for God, and we thank God for the Holy Spirit, and we thank God that he provided that Trinity for us to rely on. Again, Jesus is the reason for this season. You have, today is Christmas Eve, and you have people that are out doing their last minute shopping, and then you have Christmas Day tomorrow, which is on a Friday, and then Kwanzaa starts on Saturday, and there are some different places that are now have activities that are coming about, so we don't want to skip past that Saturday. We'll be back at 8:15 to share about that. I'm not sure under who was listening, but again, this is Melissa, and I appreciate you. If you want to call in, it's 347-945-5924. I wanted to look up Mecklenburg County, which is Charlotte, you know, for any the events for Saturday, because, you know, I tell people, goodness, I'm Christian. But I'm an aware individual, and I like to be involved, and I like anything that encourages the kids to kind of wrap their heads around who they are and what their interests are and things like that. But you have, let me see here, Kwanzaa. If you don't know what that is, that was established in 1966 by educator and activist Milana Karinga. 7-day non-heroic, non-religious, non-political celebration of family, community, and culture. It is based on African first fruit harvest celebration. The Kiswahili language is used to express the Guzo Saba, or seven principles, which have a particular and a universal value in their calls for thoughtful and practical applications. And it says it is celebrated by millions. There are some events that are going to be happening. It's going to be at Tuckasegee Recreation Center, December 26th from 9 to 5, and that's going to be the first day. And then from there, they're going to get probably more information about where, because normally they normally travel around and to different recreation centers in Charlotte. I'm so not going to look. I don't know. Can't be averse to doing it. I'm in Alamance County, and the next county over is Guilford. I would be interested in knowing if Alamance County has any kind of Kwanzaa event. That would be interesting, because there is a, you know, there are aware individuals here. I can't continue to discount the area that I live, that where I'm from. Okay, it looks as if the nearest one is going to be Guilford County. No wonder there, but that would be interesting to even start anything like that, to have people to be culturally aware. It may start off pretty small, but I'm sure that it will graduate quickly if anyone put any effort into it. Quite naturally, Greensboro has their celebration, which is going to be at the International Civil Rights Center. They're going to have some individuals to present as conference speakers. The cost is going to be $10 for adults and $5, and it's a 7-day celebration. It's going to go International Civil Rights First Day, the 27th to the 29th, Bethel AME Zion, 6 to 8, then Presbyterian Church of Cross, of the Cross, December 30th, and then Bethel, back to Bethel AME, December 31st and January 1st. And then, of course, that runs into New Year's and watch night services that are in churches on the 31st. So there's a lot of things that as soon as you get into December, for me, that month starts with kicks off with birthdays and things like that. And then it's the last month of the year, so there's a closeout that we do, and which is really important when you reflect over how the year has gone. And one of the things that I am grateful for is having individuals who have been supportive of Trinity. Trinity Council Services, this original mission, it was dedicated to education, enrichment, and enlightenment. And I founded Women of Strength, which is an organization dedicated to professional women, through the penning of The Strength of Her Words, which was a testament to the love of the women who made a difference in my life. I've been a substance abuse counselor for at least 21 years, so all of that kind of culminates together, because this is 2015, I'm 21 years in to a career, but my heart and soul has always been in the community. The Strength of Her Words was written because, as you've heard me to say before, as an adopted person, my mother that I speak of as my mother and my father that I speak of as my father, any other family members are technically not even my family members. They are family because my mother and my father, adopted parents, adopted me at the age of 6 months. And originally, when you enter into recovery, you have certain resentments. And in my dealings with individuals that was in recovery, they said, well, aren't you resentful, or don't you feel abandoned or rejected because your blood didn't want you? And I never felt that. And I never felt that from any of my family. And even now, as my family has thinned out a good deal, I still don't feel that now. I feel closer to my cousins and all. I've got cousins that I find, you know, that are attractive and things like that, but I'm thinking, I so never would say, you know, well, I think that I probably should date, you know, one of my cousins. So I was laughing Sunday, one of my family members got engaged, and my mother is 75, so she knows everybody. I just don't even blanket saying that. But in her knowing of everybody, she identified that technically they were kin. And I was laughing. I was like, you got to consult the elders. I'm like, you got to go all the way out of the county to, you know, to find me. I just laughed about it. Was funny. I'm like, she don't even care if it's 8th removed. You still can. You show up at the family reunion, your family. That's just my mother. Of no matter. But it is good that you know that. And I've never felt anything any different. And I'm really very blessed to have the depth of family that I have, to have the roots and foundation that I have, and being at home. Pretty much any church I go to, anywhere I go, any grocery store, any church, any activity, anything that affect. And that was one of my hesitations when I originally licensed to do DWI services in Alamance County. I was fearful. I said, I'm going to end up having family members in my group, and I don't know how that's going to be. Plus, if they remember 21 years ago, you know, of any way that I was like back then, they're going to be like, how in the world do you have anything to say to any of us. And I'm going to be like, well, I learned a lot of lessons. Even in the last few months, I've encountered individuals that are known or know me or know my family. And I ask them automatically, like, are you cool with working with me? And they're like, no problem. I'm like, well, then I don't have a problem. I don't leave the organization and say, so-and-so was there. But back to having strength, I gained my strength from, there were many women in my early years and even now, that I love and I respect, that I appreciate, because they've given me the wisdom and the knowledge and the ability and the instruction to be able to parent, to, be a woman, how to speak, even down to how to sing, how to praise God, how to speak in public, how to do all those things. And, and then it when you're in the field, you succumb to being in human services. And by being in human services, everyone thinks that you are, you're loving, giving, and caring. And then in the last year, one of the reflections that I've come to realize is, yes, I have a history, and this is for everyone else. Yes, you have a history. This is for me also. But you have a history. You did do different things when you were young, but now you're old. You think as an older person. And so no one can hold that over you. And since that can't be held over you, everyone is responsible for the decisions they make and the consequences of those actions. And there may be some financial repercussions to that. And, you cannot find yourself in a bind because of someone else's detriment of their own making. If they have free will to choose, and unless they're limited in their thoughts, if you drink too much, then things happen. If you drink and you drive, then things happen. If you you get high and you spend your money getting high, things happen. If you you gamble and you spend your money unwisely, things happen. And so just in these last few weeks of the year, one of the reflections is, if Trinity was started as a for-profit counseling organization, not really sure how I really thought through that, because people who may or may not have the fund. So I'm going to have to come up with research and finalize and ask for assistance in providing the services. I don't mind to help individuals through counseling them, but at the end of the day, there is a financial obligation just in keeping the doors open. You can come in and out of the doors all you would like, but if I can't pay the rent, then I can't help you. So that is one of the reflections that has come, and that's nothing against anybody. It just is what it is. Also, the education portion, the substance abuse education, people do not know a lot. We just know what we've heard and know what we've experienced, but do not, and everyone's experience is valid. So that is actually the last part of the Trinity. But once individuals are educated, and the education has to extend beyond just people coming in because they had DWI, but, education to lawyers about what our process is like, education to insurance companies, education to family members, education to businesses. That was in the original mission, that we would go out and provide those types of services. And so in 2016, the goal is to travel to various libraries in different areas and host workshops and provide this information for individuals so that they will be aware of what is required when there's a DWI, what is required when you get arrested for drugs, or what is required, and I'll just do that on a donation basis. Also, in 2016, more enrichment is value. We're going to return back to each month, reflecting some value. With January, that's when individuals focus on their health and and things like that, and wellness, and then February is on love, and then March, and then so forth. So we're going to go back to that. So we're going to plan schedule involving that, and then the enlightenment part of it is I'm going to resume writing. I have started back writing, penning stories, fiction and nonfiction, it doesn't matter, but more importantly, it's almost like history. And I'm going to resume writing, and I'm going to continue to make the encouragement for individuals to do the same. And in the midst of that, I'm going to continue to provide DWI services and have a menu of services that individuals that do need to take care of their responsibilities can do that as well. But my heart and my soul and what will make me happy and what will make me to believe that I'm satisfying the mission that God put me on earth for is to teach and just be willing to do that and pray to God that, and at the end of it all, perhaps to preach. And at the end of it all, to prayerfully believe that if I step forth to do those things that I'm fully capable of doing without any type of limitation, then I feel confident that God will be there. I also know that the very intention on doing that, that there will be obstacles that will befall me. And I say this for anyone else as they proceed further. There are going to be obstacles. The enemy is going to get angry. He is going to steal, kill, to try to steal from you, and probably be successful in doing that. And will try to kill spirits and dreams, steal, kill, and destroy. He may be trying to destroy dreams, but the one thing that he won't do, just like God told him, as far as putting his hand upon Lot, he's like, you cannot kill him. And see what he does. You can strip him down, take everything from him, including his family and all the things, because he, you know, that was the argument. He'll probably curse you, make him sick, you know, can't destroy his body, and do all those things. And he did that. And Job did. I mean, he did. You know, say, you know what? His wife told him, you know, just curse God and just die. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. He's like, naked I was born, and naked I'll die. And you just kind of have to think of it as that. Right now, if you are in a situation where it feels like, you know, you just want to give up, you just want to throw the towel in, you just believe that the enemy has done just that. He's stolen everything from you. And he's destroyed you. And he didn't kill you. So if he didn't kill you, you have every single opportunity to go from here to this point forward and to finish out this year and thank God for it. And you know you might not have everything that you desire. Tell him what you desire from your heart. You know you may have had something to pass on and just stop for. You know, but he said, I'll be your mother, I'll be your father. You know, I'll be everything that you need. And no, you may not have the things that you want right now, but he said, blessed you will be. And since he said, blessed you will be, he says, but if, you know, you follow the commandments, then he will do those things. And so with the if then, just ask God right now in the name of Jesus. The Heavenly Father, we just come to you. We just thank you for the opportunity to come together. We just thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. And thank you for the wisdom that you have given us just from our conversation today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the knowledge that we find in your word. We continue to stay in that. And Heavenly Father, do we just pray right now as we finish out our year that you just give us the instruction, the list, the things to do, that we'll do the things that you will have us to do. And we just thank you right now, God. And we praise you, God, and we glorify you. Again, my name is Melissa Enid Berry, taught with Trinity. Feel free to call, write, melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com, 704-333-2446, 336-675-0075. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on the first day of Kwanzaa. Have a good day.